Chief Warrant Officer George Wayne Griffin, Chief Warrant Officer George David Strother, Staff Sergeant Lance Bergeron, Staff Sergeant Thomas Florek.
Reading the names of those lost, Niceville Republican Senator Don Gates called for the moment of silence on the Senate floor.
That we rise in tribute and in memory to these 11 members of our armed forces who had no intention of dying that day, but had every intention of fulfilling their duty that day to be trained and to be ready.
All 11 were taking part in what was supposed to be a routine training mission at Eglin Air Force Base. They were killed last Tuesday when their Black Hawk helicopter crashed into about 25 feet of water in the Panhandle during a thick fog. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.